Hey everybody, welcome to Better Streaming. I hope you're all doing well. I'm Emma and with me is Ray.
Hey guys, welcome to the show that will help you manage your streaming services. This episode is going to show you why you really need us.
Today, we will be talking about all the different streaming services available right now. Are there only upsides to this wide selection, or are there too many services available? Stay tuned to find out.
So let's get the show on the road. Over the last few years, streaming services like Netflix have gained more and more importance. They are a huge part of our daily life. They allow us to binge-watch our favorite shows and a lot of different movies.
Yes, you're totally right. I really enjoy them because you can watch series anywhere and at any time. It is so much easier than watching something on TV. And there are no ads, so that's another plus.
I love that I can watch my shows on the go. It's very practical for long-distance traveling. I just downloaded a bunch of episodes before my last vacation, and I didn't have to worry about the internet connection because it was simply not needed.
A big problem for me, though, is that there are way too many services. Not only Netflix, but also Amazon Prime, Sky, Magenta, MaxDome, Hulu, and so on. It's quite hard to keep track of all of them.
I have to agree with you on that. Because of the huge selection, you never know what is available on what side. I mean, there are websites that tell you where you can stream a certain show, but there's nothing to give you an overview.
I also think you need several services in order to watch all the shows and movies that interest you. I think I would need like 3 or 4 services to have access to all my shows. That's just way too expensive, even if you share an account with your friends.
And even within one service, the selection of shows and movies differs from country to country. Let's take Netflix, for example. The US has a wider range of shows, the newer seasons, and they also have shows and movies a lot earlier than the rest of us. Some shows are even exclusive to the US. I think it's unfair that we have to pay similar fees when we have such a restricted selection.
Oh yes, that's not only a problem within Netflix. All the services are like this. The problem is the licensing and the rights. Different companies own them in different countries, and these rights are always changing. So you start a new show, and all of a sudden, you have like 3 days left before it's taken down. Maybe you got your Netflix account for a few specific shows, and then 6 months later, they're on Amazon Prime or Sky.
I hate when that happens. That can be really annoying when you don't have that much time and can only watch 1 or 2 episodes a week. Maybe you just got into the show, and then it's already gone before you can finish it.
It's even worse when the service doesn't have the full rights for all seasons, so you can only watch 2 out of 4 seasons, or only season 4 and seasons 1 to 3 are another site. This has happened to me so many times, and it gets frustrating after a while.
That's so true. Why would I start with season 4 when I haven't watched the other 3 seasons first? They should only put up shows if you can watch it from the beginning of their consecutive seasons.
I mean, it's not that bad to have 3 random seasons of a cooking show, because the finale is within the season. It's totally different when you're watching a crime show, for example. You need all seasons to be able to follow the plot.
Another problem is that a lot of stuff is being taken down from Netflix because Disney has launched their own streaming service, Disney Plus. There are many good movies and shows already gone, and it launches later in Germany than it does in the US.
Of course, why wouldn't it?
Yeah, right. So you can't watch any of these shows for a while. All the Disney stuff was a big plus for Netflix, though I think they are going to have a problem with their selection. There are not a lot of great shows left.
I mean, they do produce their own original shows, but in my opinion, they're just not as good as the usual stuff. Everything is very stereotypical.
Yes, you are so right. I've watched a few originals, but I didn't particularly like them. So I guess that means we have to pay for another streaming service soon. That's just awesome.
I think there are just too many services available. It's way too pricey to pay for all of them at once. You will never be able to watch all your shows. And I mean, you still have TV, which you have to pay for anyways.
It just really annoys me that the licensing is different from country to country and that it changes over time. Even if you find your perfect streaming match now, it can be totally different in 6 months. And all the other services have changed their selection as well.
And that's why we do this podcast. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope we could show you all the difficulties. Join us every week for the Battle of the Streaming Services.
Thank you all for listening. Tune in next week to find out if Netflix is your perfect streaming match.